So, it's Tembo with you in the Christmas edition for December the 18th, and I've got a story for you now. Well, some information really. We've got six Christmas light trails within an hour's drive of Stoke-on-Trent. There's lots of things that make up the magic of Christmas. Cozy evenings, watching seasonal classics, indulging in your favourite festive foods or drinks, and soaking up the enchanting atmosphere with twinkling lights. Everyone loves dotting fairy lights around their living room and marvelling at the traditional Christmas lights when shopping in the town centre. But those of us who really want to bask in festive ambience may be looking for something else, or something a little bit more. With that in mind, there's a list that's been created of some of the best Christmas light trails that are dotted around the West Midlands, or a very short drive from Stoke-on-Trent. So I've got six events to tell you about which you can enjoy. First up is the Winter Light Trail at Trentham Gardens. It's just a stone throw from your front door. This mile-long illuminated trail is perfect for families looking to enjoy the festive season. The journey features interactive displays, captivating soundscapes, and larger-than-life illuminations. You'll also be able to enjoy the ski lodge bar, funfair amusements, independent food vendors, and marshmallow toasting. Tickets start from £15 for children and £20 for adults, and it's running until the 31st of December. Lanterns and Light at Chester Zoo. Everyone's favourite zoo is embracing the season's festivity, putting on a light show that takes you all around the park. Along the way, you'll see festive baubles, neon walkways, and captivating glow-in-the-dark animal puppets dancing along the trail. There's even a chance you'll bump into Father Christmas. The event runs till January the 1st, 2025, and tickets start from £12 for children and £18 for adults. Luminate Winter Light Trail at Shugborough Estate. This mesmerising mile-long trail has plenty of beautiful illuminations to enjoy, with colourful trees, bright marshmallows and dazzling projections onto the main hall itself. The walk is set to music, so you can enjoy a truly immersive experience. The trail operates until the 31st of December, with tickets starting for children from £10 and adults from £15. Christmas in the Garden at Chatsworth. I've been here a few times. It's always a lovely place to visit at Chatsworth at Christmas. A short drive from Bakewell, it's a festive sound and light trail. Takes you around the length of the historic Chatsworth House estate. You can even enjoy the lights in the famous garden maze. The house itself is lit up by eye-catching projections, inspired by the new festive story Henry and the Lion's Christmas Feast. Children's tickets are £7.27 and adult tickets are £21.82. The event runs until January the 5th, 2025. Illuminated Arboretum at the National Arboretum. This is nestled in between Lichfield and Burton-upon-Trent. This kaleidoscope of colour has been described as the perfect way to start the festive season. Its dedicated tree garden will be lit up in a variety of dazzling colours, with lots of tasty food stalls set up along the route. The event runs until the 22nd of December, with tickets available for £25. And finally, I've got two left. Festive lights at Biddulph Grange Garden. The popular festive light trail at Biddulph Grange is back, allowing you the chance to explore the gardens past their usual opening hours. Enjoy the beautifully arranged foliage, all lit up in beautiful technicolour. Each ticket comes with a free hot chocolate voucher, so you can warm your cockles on the journey. The event is taking place on selected dates, and you can enjoy the trail. And this is from the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 27th, 28th, 29th of December. And children's tickets are £10 and adults are £15. And finally, Christmas light show at Lichfield Cathedral. This hour-long experience lets you enjoy lights around the grounds, stunning illuminations on the cathedral itself, all accompanied with popular festive carols. The theme this year is the 12 Days of Christmas, with a Lichfield Cathedral twist. The light show is running until the 22nd of December, and children's tickets are £10 and adult tickets are £12.50. Under twos go free. So that's an interesting thing. Also, let you know what's happening. Christmassy style around, well, a little bit outside Stoke-on-Trent, apart from the Trenton one. Okay, we're going to have a ditty of the week now, and this is another classic. We love the classics, going back a few decades with Perry Como. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It is a week away. Or by the time you get this, even sooner.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within